For the Purpose, Critique, Review, Education, Positive Vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast is proudly to present...
It's the Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party Podcast number 11.
Wow, that is a good number 11.
And you're here. You're not phoning in.
You know what's crazy? Because everybody says the universe is 11-11. I see pictures, people taking pictures of 11-11.
Yeah.
Oh, it happens twice a day. So guess what? We're on 11 for Carlo. Something's chiming in.
Something is chiming in. He's reaching out and telling us to do it this way. So what we got, by the way, I'm Wayne McKinnon. You're... Carlo Driggs Archives Curator.
And I'm Jersey Mike, your
Hollywood Mike.
Oh, remember? Hollywood. Well, I'm going with Jersey Mike
okay.
for now. Jersey Mike for the Curator Junior of the Carlo Driggs Podcast. Yes, we're going to change my name, but you know what? Tonight I'm just a Jersey boy.
So what we're going to be doing, I am determined to start going through these tapes. We're going to start doing more podcasts because this is my focus I want to do.
Listen, everybody, we have the potential to run a lot of podcasts, but right now the mind's overloaded with stuff that's got to be taken out at our own time, at our own pace. So now we're just going to focus on the Nerdlings and the Driggs Podcast because Carlo's stuff needs to get out there. You have piles and piles
it
of
does.
Stuff that we don't know what's in it.
And I here's what happened. I went home, I visited my folks for 5 days at the beginning of the month, September 5th through the 10th. I got back, and then no sooner than starting the next day's work around the 10th, September 10th, I really foobarred my back. Really bad. So I was out for like 7 days. Fast forward, I'm on the mend, I'm feeling better. People, take care of your core and go for a walk. Just exercise, move around.
Walk, pool walking, up and down some stairs, even if you walk it back and forth. You know, just and a little less food at night, that is bad for you. You know what I'm saying? So no chips or whatever. And just try to hydrate, focus.
Absolutely. So in the last few podcasts, we were playing the music that Carlo did for he recorded with Tommy Perez for that unreleased album called A Night at the Copa.
Nice.
A lot of nice new Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Dean Martin type stuff. Well, comes us to the next unreleased album that has not been released.
Did Mabel give you some help, or is this on your own from your find?
This is on my own,
find.
At the time when Carlo was going to Tennessee, Jacksonville, Tennessee, for the KOLFM Caravan of Stars concerts, we put together a quick CD. I won't say quick, but we formulated a CD together to sell at the show that had the Raider hits and other songs that he's done. Called it Collection, with a K. He liked that idea, Collection, okay? We did that for like 3 years in a row, and it was getting about time, like, hey, let's put another one out, so do volume two.
Oh, cool, so there's K2, K1, K2.
It was basically going to be Collection 2.0.
Oh, nice.
That's what we came up with. And what I had was, I had all the tapes and the tracks of the set of 20 cassette tapes that he gave me back in 2010 to have transferred. So this was basically most of the source material that I was assembling, arranging to present to him for his approval to say, how about this? How does this work? Okay? With that, we were able to pull together 14 songs, an album cover and everything, and it was basically called Collection 2.0 Sinatra in Love.
Nice.
Where does the Sinatra come in? There was a tape that he had given me that had... I'm going to say 6 Frank Sinatra songs on it. It was a tape that he made for his mom for Mother's Day.
Did Carlo ever get to meet Sinatra?
I don't know. I think so. I think so. We'll have to ask Tabby on that one.
Yeah.
Anyway,
wow.
These songs were clean and clear enough that I was able to take them and put it together in this package that we never got released. Went through about 26 different versions of an album cover, a back cover. You got something to say?
No, it's just funny because I gave it like 2 thumbs up. The Fonz used to give his a rating of approval, two thumbs up. We're going back to the 70s, but
yeah.
That's kind of the time that Carlos stuff is around, so it's like, wow.
It does, it does. So we're going to play three of the tracks here. This is good. These are all the Sinatra tracks of the three, and these are all different versions, different from what you heard of what we played in the previous podcast from Tommy Perez with The Night at the Copa.
Now, are these going to be for sale one day, you think? Like Apple, you think you guys are going to be able to get something going? Or people, because the fans want to definitely see, hear his stuff, you know that.
You know, I always wrestle in my mind, since I've managed bands for a certain point in time in my life, and the way the music industry is now with an older generation, a middle generation, a millennial generation. You got to pay for the rights, you got Spotify, you got this. As of right now, no. But you can download the podcast and have it that way. I'm probably later going to go into some conversation. I don't know. I'm not going to put a time limit on it. Maybe we could do a Patreon thing where people could get a subscription service and they could get the clean copies of this.
I love that. Clean copies of Collection 2.
It'd be like a private club.
Yes, there you go.
Like, remember the old Columbia House?
Yes.
Send in a penny, get seven CDs.
Exactly. Ready to roll.
It'd be more than a penny. So
that
here's
would be cool.
Here's the first one. This is The Lady is a Tramp.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater, but never comes late. Won't never bother with people that she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. She don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free cool wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, that's okay. Hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She adores a theater, but she'll never ever come late. Won't never bother with someone that she hates. That is why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Never makes a trip up to Harlem in ermine and pearls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. That is why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh the wind in her hair, and life without care. You know, she's broke, that's okay. She hates California, it's so cold and it's damp. That's why the lady, that is why the lady, that is why the lady is a tramp.
That version in the movie, Lady is a Tramp, where both the dogs are kissing over the
spaghetti.
Yes, I think Carlo's voice would have been perfect for that.
That would have been a fun little meme to do, you know.
Yes.
Busyness always happens when, you know, you have a car. You want to try to do 10 different things. You can't park that car in 10 spots. You can only do one thing at a time and put that car in one spot. And you get a little overwhelmed sometimes.
And you have to sleep and hydrate.
Yeah. So let's get on to the second track. This is The Summer Wind. ¶¶
summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end. My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind, one summer wind, the summer wind.
All right, the summer wind. That was a song that he did not do with Tommy Perez. This is all music that's coming. These Sinatra songs are coming from a Mother's Day cassette that Carlo made for his mom, I think back in 1991, I want to say. I'm not for certain. That's what I think. So let's get to our third one. And by the way, this is a short, abbreviated podcast. We're going to do this one, and then we got Louis Gohom's selection.
Like they said, summer wind, summer's over, fall's coming in. We're going to take our time and watch the leaves change.
That's it. So you know what's next? I've got you under my skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night. Every beat keeps yelling in my ear, don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Come on, use your mentality. Step up, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
I gotta say, that's probably one of my. I used to like the Bono Frank Sinatra duet they did of "I Got You Under My Skin." That's my new favorite.
Yeah, I like that, Mr. Driggs. Wherever you are, thank you for shining us with your talent, and just keep blessing us with that box of uniquities out of the vault you found.
It's coming. It's coming.
Things are gonna untwine, you know, like a ball. It takes sometimes forever to twine it up,
yeah.
But we are gonna get the string out and push it forward.
Time for the Louis Go Home segment. Louis has sent us Paul Revere and the Raiders with Carlo Driggs doing a live version, a really cool, long live version of a CCR cover of Susie Q, live at Last Blast at Parker's from October 1993.
Okay, this is it, dudes. We're going to do one of my... Hey, man, this is it. We're going to do shit we can't do, you know, when we play a showroom. We could just do what we want tonight, because it's like the old days. We used to just pick a song, we play that sucker until we just got sick of it. Okay, yeah, damn right. You always say, Paul, when am I going to get to do the guitar solo from hell? Well, about Halloween time, we're coming up on it. All right, well, I tell you what, you know, Creedence Clearwater, I'll always love you. Because, I mean, every song they had sounded the same. And it didn't matter. Every damn one of them was a big monster hit. Creedence, you're here, babe. Thank you. 32 and a half minute version. Woo! Of something. All right.